So let's talk about anxiety. In this chapter, I'm going to be telling you exactly what anxiety is, because I think so much of anxiety is actually fear of the feelings of anxiety itself, because it is such a physical experience. So we're going to really untangle it, really just understand the simplicity of what anxiety is, and actually in and of itself, how it's an incredible mechanism there to save your life. The issue comes, I think, when we are just in that anxious state, when we do not need to be. So I'm going to be giving you lots of tips and tools to help you move out of that anxious state when you do not need it to be active. So worry and anxiety, I think we often use them interchangeably, but there is a difference. I just wanted to take a moment to explain. So worry, it's kind of motivating. It's normally focused around a specific event. Imagine that you had a pediatrician appointment that you didn't want to miss. So you might then feel worried about being late. Now, this worry would encourage you to put a few things in place that meant that you would get there on time. It might motivate you to leave earlier. It might motivate you to sort out the route a little bit before you go. But then once you've got there, once that appointment is over, that worry subsides. So that worry is very clearly attached to a certain circumstance. And once that circumstance has passed, so does the worry. Anxiety is different to worry. There is a productive kind of anxiety that is there in the moments that literally we need this burst of energy to protect ourselves or even save our life. But often the kind of anxiety we're feeling is this bubbling fear. Anxiety is often fear-based. It's this rumination, this kind of this overthinking, this turning over and over of thoughts in our minds. It takes up a lot of headspace, but also we feel it in our bodies, don't we? We feel that tension. We feel that the butterflies. You might feel a bit sick. You might feel a bit shaky. It might veer into a panic attack, which we'll talk about later. But anxiety can really interfere with your life. It can affect the decisions that you make. It can just add fear to situations that might otherwise be okay, pretty normal, pretty safe. And this is the kind of anxiety that I really, really want to focus on in this chapter. Now, anxiety is a nervous system response, a whole system in your body that is there designed to help regulate you, to help you feel safe, to keep you out of danger. And imagine anxiety like a car alarm. So you've got the car, it's alarmed, it's on the side of the road, and if someone tries to break in, that alarm goes off and it alerts everyone nearby that the safety of that car is in jeopardy. But with the anxiety that so many of us experience, that kind of anxiety that just becomes that background buzz, the anxiety that keeps you awake at night worrying about your baby, worrying about the next day, worrying about something perhaps that is outside of your control. That anxiety is like the car alarm that is really sensitive, that is triggered if there's a light breeze, that is triggered if someone walks past that isn't going to try and break in. And what we need to learn to do is almost just to bring that anxiety back into that state of which it is created for, to keep you safe, and remove it as something that just becomes that background buzz that impacts your life on a kind of chronic and daily level, because you deserve that headspace. You need that headspace. You need the energy that we so often expend on just turning those thoughts over and over again. So we're going to focus on reclaiming some of that back for you. I'd love you to take a moment just to think about how anxiety manifests in your life. It might be the overthinking at night. It might be the desire to avoid a certain place or a situation. It might be social settings that you feel this anxiety rising. What does it feel like in your body? What does it sound like in your mind? Now, it's so important to put anxiety back in its place where it belongs, as that life-saving mechanism. Because if we don't address that kind of out of control bubbling anxiety, it can so easily and so commonly rob us of being present in the moments that are there to enjoy. So many mums report that when they have a baby, their anxiety just skyrockets, or they experience it in a different way, or they experience more of it. And actually, you know, often that's just simply down to the circumstances of motherhood. You're tired. And we need energy to be able to rationalize and untangle anxiety and intrusive thoughts. We're going to talk more about that later. Your hormones, now they have a lot to say for themselves, because as things feel a bit roller coastery in the hormone department, it can really deplete you again of energy and the ability to rationalize some of these things that are going around in your mind. So it might feel worse when actually it's just simply that some of the resources that you would normally depend upon to rationalize some of those thoughts that run through your mind are challenged. And then with motherhood comes all of these changes that, try as you might, you can never be fully prepared for. Imagine that you are working in your old job and then suddenly one day you get plucked out and you get placed as a CEO of a big company. And of course, would you expect yourself to know exactly what you were doing, exactly what that role would entail? No. There's got to be a period of change and transition, and it would be unfair to expect yourself to feel wholly comfortable in a role that is new to you. So if anxiety comes with being outside of our comfort zone or uncertainty, then it's completely understandable that you're going to be feeling more vulnerable to it right now.